Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
What's going on, everyone? It's Jimbo. Welcome to this episode 290 of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Hope this episode finds you well. This episode is jam-packed. I'm actually giving away some more free marketing material. And I really want you guys to check out this website, detailerinnercircle.com. I created this awesome new course, but I want to give you a ton of free marketing and marketing tips, tricks, and advice with my good friend Pete. And that's what we're going to talk about this episode. There's a lot of people of you wanting to make the jump to full-time detailing. There's a lot of you that want to explode your detailing business, and we cover a lot of that, if not everything, between this episode, the episodes that we're going to do after this, and at the detailerinnercircle.com. If you guys remember the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp that we did last year at McGuire's headquarters, a lot of you wanted the recordings, and so we're actually going to be giving away those recordings for free, whereas we charge for a few of them. We're actually going to be giving those away for free and a few other things for free, including the upsell that we had at the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp that was called Detailing for Profits. We're going to also be giving you that away for free. We sold that for $2,000 at the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp. It's going to be yours free. All you got to do is go to detailerinnercircle.com, check out that webinar, and we'll give it to you for free. So I hope you guys will take advantage of that. Again, a $2,000 course that we actually had guys buying, we're going to give yours completely for free at detailerinnercircle.com. And this episode is brought to you also by autofiber.com. Autofiber, home of the best deals on microfiber towels, suede coating applicators that I think are just dynamite, and of course, the Jimbo package. That is a collection of hand-picked towels that I've actually selected directly from Autofiber stock and kind of curated this custom package. It has super plush towels, it has more all-purpose towels, has my favorite window towels over there. So I encourage you to check out the Jimbo kit, the Jimbo package kit over at autofiber.com. And if the Jimbo kit is not for you and you just want to try maybe a handful of towels, maybe three or four towels, you can use offer code Jimbo, and that's going to save you 20% and get you free shipping at autofiber.com. Thanks to Ian and them, and thank you guys for supporting Ian and Autofiber and helping support the show. Again, this is all for you guys. And of course, in helping you, you help me. You support Autofiber, you support the show, and everything is a win-win-win situation. I hope you guys enjoy this one. Check out autofiber.com and detailerinnercircle.com. See you guys on the next one.
Welcome to episode 290 of the Auto Detailing Podcast. You like that one, Pete?
That's I was better. Actually kind of impressed, man, because you started after me and you got way more podcast episodes than I got.
Well, I was meaning the intro and my enthusiasm, but
I was impressed by the numbers.
Oh, you're a numbers guy. And if you guys don't,
size matters.
It does. And if you guys don't remember that voluptuous voice, that deep, rich, both figuratively and literally voice. That is no one other than Pete Mitchell, who is you took about a year hiatus from the show, right?
It was last May, not like 2017 May, but 2016 May.
So if you're not familiar with Pete, or you didn't go back and listen to those episodes, or you haven't been a listener since then, Pete is a marketing ninja and was really one of the major factors of me starting this podcast in the first place. And about just over a year ago, Pete and I hosted a event at McGuire's headquarters that we called the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp. Right, Pete? And we had about 30 guys fly in from all over. I was actually really surprised of how few people were actually there from like within a two-hour radius. It seemed like everyone wasn't from around McGuire's headquarters, Irvine, California area. That was pretty crazy.
It was. It was pretty cool, though, to see that many people come in.
It was awesome. And we had a great time. We had a great lunch. And you threw out a ton of marketing tips that a lot of guys loved and took away. And then towards the end of the day, we offered this thing called Detailing for Profits, which was an upsell. Do you want to tell everyone about that?
Detailing for Profits is a program that you and I put together. It's a 6-week training program where we walk people through everything they need to do to set up their marketing so that way they can have basically the kind of business that they want to have. So like one of the things that we showed at the event, and I'll just, I'm all about the shameless plugs.
Let's do it.
You and I just put together a webinar, and we walk through it on the webinar. We basically show you how you can do what I call micro changes to your business, micro improvements, and have a dramatic impact on the results. So the example that we show is like, I think it was going from like a $48,000 a year business to, I'm just going to guesstimate, like a $107,000 business. So it was slightly over 100%. And it was literally just like a micro increase in 4 different areas and just the compounding effect that that has.
And that's, and we talk about this in the webinar that we want everyone to go to, but we talk about this, and I'm really big on little hacks, right? Whether that's SlideDial that you turned me on to, Pete, right, where, you know, or scheduling hacks, or even going into the process of detailing, hacks within the process of detailing a car that can make you more efficient, more profitable, more all that. But it's always the little tiny things that you need to look at that usually make the biggest impact, or think about compounding interest. You know, it's the little bit over a long period of time that makes the big difference, right?
That's it, man.
So we're actually going to be, we decided, and Pete, maybe I'm jumping into this too soon, maybe it just fits into our shameless plugs, but we've decided that the detailing for profits, the detailing for profits that we actually...
And I know you're going to edit that out, right? Because you edit out all your, clearing of the throats. No. I remember that so much. Like, you're like, just roll with it, baby. Just roll with it. I don't care that we screwed up. Just roll with it.
It's, and here's why. People, I got a comment one time. People were like, it's stupid how much you talk about how you don't edit. And it's like, yeah, but when I'm listening to another podcast and they mess up and then keep rolling with it, I feel like I'm more in their inner circle than how I did that, pun intended, Pete, versus, having this, you can tell when something's been edited. And sometimes I listen to a podcast that's been edited and spliced too much and it feels inauthentic. So I'd rather be authentic, just like with our shameless plugs. Anyway,
that's right. And we are all about the shameless plugs. And I should also mention, we are all about ripping on people who rip on us. Cause I remember that from last year. Like, I still remember this high-end guy, oh, how dare you have a VIP upsell and blah, blah, blah. And we just, like, dedicated an episode to his idiocy.
There's always an upsell. You as a detailer should always have an upsell. And I think that's what we talked about. It's like, if you don't have an upsell, what are you doing?
Right.
So, and for the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp, we had a standalone ticket that covered the material cost, and then we had an upgraded for people who aren't familiar. And we're not doing the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp again, but I'm just giving background. So, and then we had an upsell that you could become a VIP at the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp for an extra, I think it was like $50, right, Pete?
$100.
$100. Okay. So then... And then towards the end of the day, that's when we tried to do... Or that's when we gave the option for another upsell that people took... And we sold it for, did you already mention this, that we sold it for?
It was $2,000.
$2,000. Yeah. So we had an upsell that is the Detailing for Profits course, the 6-week course that Pete talked about. Real, real deep dive into it. A handful of guys went through it. It was awesome. And we want to give, what do we want to do with that now, Pete?
The Detailing for Profits. Well, we are going to give that away for free. And I'm going to let you know right now, there's a catch. There is always a catch. So don't come complaining back, hey, there's a catch. Oh, yeah, there's a catch.
But
you've got to go through the webinar to find out the catch.
So we're going to give away a $2,000 course for free.
We actually, you and I talked about this. And what we're doing is I'll let people inside the inner circle.
Oh, man, we're getting good. We're warming up.
So you and I are creating a detailer inner circle. And so we're giving people, we just decided to pull out all the stops. We're giving Detailing for Profits. We're giving them my Facebook course for detailers, your Google AdWords for detailers. We're giving them the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp, the replay, because we had the whole thing filmed. You know,
which we were selling that too, and people also bought that as well.
Yeah, yeah, we've had a bunch of people buy the recordings of everything, and we just decided, you know what, we're gonna give all of this stuff away when people join our detailer inner circle. So,
And I guess I'll give a little bit of background on why the detailer inner circle, right? So why do another course? Why do another offering? Why have another whatever? And really, the goal has always been, through starting this podcast, is to help other guys become successful, right? What's the fun in and I have another point to that that's kind of random too, but what's the point in just having all this knowledge and hoarding all this knowledge for myself and for my gain, you know? And then to team up with someone like Pete, who has way more knowledge. A guy asked me the other day, hey, you have a Google AdWords course. Do you have a Facebook ads course? And I'm like, no, I don't. I wanted one, but I couldn't figure it out. But here's Pete, who has one that works because he runs a ton of ads. Pete, we even ran ads for the marketing bootcamp when we did that. But so I'm coming alongside of someone else to help other guys succeed. And lately, what's been interesting is like guys that are implementing the things that I've talked about on the show, and then they become more successful than, or not, maybe not more successful, but have like more vans out on the road than I do. Or they're like, hey, thanks to you, we're opening up our third shop. And I'm like, what? Like, that's crazy to me, you know? But that's, right. And I know, Pete, you do other things in other niches and other industries too. And I don't know how you feel about it, but there's something so fulfilling about when someone writes in and they're like, man, because of you, this is what I've done. And it's like, wow. So that's what this extension is.
Yeah, and kind of what you and I talked about was we wanted to make it really easy for people to implement some of these strategies. And so, I mean, when they you guys got to watch the webinar, right? I'm not going to give away the punchline here, but let me just tell you, it is like the greatest deal ever for a detailer. And
I fought for it, dang it.
I was fighting you the whole time. I'm like, dude, we cannot do it for this. And you're like, no, we are going to do it for this. And
because yeah, there is an upsell to join the detailer inner circle.
Oh, well, to join it, but there's no upsell after.
There's no upsell after. But so we're going to give them, if they jump over to this webinar at detailerinnercircle.com, that's where you're going to get the absolutely free training webinar, which in and of itself is amazing. Right. So in and of, just the webinar itself is going to teach you how to go, whether you're at zero and you want to go to, you know, $48,398 a year, or you've already kind of passed that $50,000 a year mark and you want to hit over $100,000, or you own a shop. This isn't just for mobile detailers, because that's why I brought in Pete, more experience, different niches, different industries, to where you can blow past, you know, $250,000 a year, Pete, $1 million a year. I mean, these tactics and things that we're essentially giving away have led to millions of dollars on your end, right, Pete?
Yeah, you know, and here's kind of the funny thing. I train guys on how to do what I do. So one of the things I do when I'm training these guys is I do basically a mastermind call. So my last one was this last Saturday. And I had, I don't know, like 20 or 25 guys on the line. And basically, they get to ask any question they want. We go through it. And so this one guy, he's like, hey, I got this client in this niche. I don't remember what the niche was. He's like, how do I help him? And I go, okay, it's exactly the same. Like, everyone goes, oh, my niche is different. My area is different. You know, I'm a detailer to these type of cars, and, you know, I'm over here in the high end, and those people are different. Everyone thinks their market is different, and I got news for you. It's not. Like, the way people buy, how you get in front of them, all of that stuff is the same and has been the same for thousands of years. It didn't change because of the internet. Now our mediums change. Like, now we use Instagram, Facebook, Google Ads, all that stuff. But still, you got to attract that person, right? Like, you talk about that in your Google Ads course. You still got to do what I call entering the conversation going on in their mind, right? Like, you know, when you, I actually just checked out your YouTube channel, right? Because you put something like, my YouTube channel's on fire or something like that. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to click over there. And I'm like,
little clickbait.
Of course, man. There's the new one, and I was like, oh, I missed my Mustang. There's my Mustang. And then you're like, oh, are we doing paint correction on this? Nope. And I'm like, hey, don't be talking about my baby Mustang.
Yeah, you weren't crying when you sold it 2 days later.
No, I wasn't, man. I'm telling you, that was the pre-sale detail. I got the, was it a coating or a sealant?
You got a coating. I got a coating. Yeah.
See, because I can't remember that stuff. But you remember how I got the coating? I was like, dude, I need that consumer guide that we put together on the difference between sealings, coatings, and waxes, because I'm like, I just bought this new car and I want it to be like right. And you're like, oh yeah, here's the report, man. Check it out.
And you're the best example because, Pete, you have zero experience, or really not zero knowledge, but you're not familiar with detailing lingo, right? So actually we make the perfect pair because you are a customer of mine, right? So you could give me that direct feedback of what a potential customer would be like. So you want to talk about these consumer guides that we made up that we're going to be giving away?
Yeah, well, see, this is part of the detailing for profit. So we've got four different consumer guides. And the reason why we do that, this is what we call education-based marketing. So you got to realize that the detailing industry as a whole is really easy to get into. Mm-hmm. I got a buddy and he goes, hey, you know what? To become a detailer, all you need is a bucket, a sponge, and a Q-tip, and you're a detailer. Now, you and I know it takes a lot more work than that if you want to be good. But the problem is you're competing against that guy who just decided, hey, I'm a detailer because I say I'm a detailer.
And education right now and educating the customer is a real hot button topic within the detailing industry, because guys are and industry like the International Detailing Association and groups are popping up to try to help guys educate their customers and bring this level of we're different because we're more educated to the industry. So what you're hitting on is exactly what's going on in the industry right now.
But see, here's the thing is, like, the consumer wants to be educated. Like, okay, so I had the coating put on, several $100. I don't even remember what it was now. And I think I even got, like, the deal, right? Because I'm the friend.
That's why I was hoping you didn't throw out the number.
Right. Because I'm like, I'm pretty sure it was cheaper for me than it is for your average person out there. But what I wanted, it's like, okay, if I'm going to be spending this much money, it's not chump change. I want to know that I'm getting the right thing. I want to know I'm getting the best value. That's the whole reason the internet exists. There's endless pages of information. The problem is I don't know what's real. I don't know what's good on the internet. I mean, people can have all kinds of stuff, and it's like, okay, well, maybe that's from 5 years ago. So it's like if I go to you, a professional, and you go, hey, I got this consumer guide on sealants, coatings, waxes, the difference, all that stuff. And you provide that to me, and I'm like, okay, I got to check this out because I know this guy is a professional, and he's not just going, hey, by the way, this is what I charge for this. But he's like, this is the difference between them and what you want to consider when you're trying to decide, what do I want? Do I want a wax? Do I want a coating? Do I want a sealant? You know, I need someone who can walk me through that. We put together one on the pre-sale detail, which was a good one, right? Because as you like to say, that's just a cool $150. Somewhere in that range of just, you know, I'm going to go out there and do it. But it also leads to additional sales.
It could lead to a coating. It's like, well, you're selling this car. What's next?
Right.
You know, what do
you get? When you get a new car, you want it to look nice.
Exactly.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
You want it to look nice.
Exactly.
And I mean, my car rarely leaves my garage, right? But when it does, it looks really good. Which is the whole point of it. But it's about establishing yourself as what I call the celebrity expert. So it's not just that I'm the expert, but when you can provide basically written documentation, and we give this to you what I call ghostwritten, right? So you're supposed to go through there and take out Jimbo's name and put in your own name, and take out Jimbo's picture, put in your own picture. They're ready to go. Like you're able to just go, hey, look, here's what you're looking for. Who am I going to go with as a detailer? Like, I don't even care if you charge me an extra $25-$50. I know you know what you're doing, because the other guy is a guy with a bucket, a sponge, and a Q-tip. Right. And I want the celebrity expert. I want the best guy I can get to handle my vehicles.
Yeah, and these are written for you. It's not like, and this is free, of course.
And the Detailing for Profits
program. So this isn't like, hey, this is our idea to create a consumer guide for waxes, sealants, and coatings. We actually have it written for you, and all you have to do is switch out your company name.
Right.
So that in and of itself, if it saves someone, because customers that are looking for coatings need to be educated. They just heard about this thing, and they want to be informed of what it is and what the difference is between a waxer. So they take a lot of educating, these customers. And like you said, it's a higher dollar purchase.
Here's the reason why we take higher education, or we need it for this stuff, is we pretty much – like, because I'm a layman, right? This is your niche. This is your industry. This is what you do. But for me as an outsider, we don't know what to believe and we don't know who to trust. And I remember last May when we were doing the podcast, I brought this up, man. There's a great scene in Seinfeld where Elaine's boyfriend, Putty, at the time he was working at a car dealership, and Jerry's trying to buy a car. And whenever Elaine and Putty would break up, Putty would start working Jerry and like trying to get more money. And then when they were back together, he was like really cool. And so Jerry's like, Elaine, I'm getting killed here. You got to make up with him. Right. And so Elaine's like, all right, fine. We're back on. He's like, okay, good. We're back on. And then Jerry goes, what is that clear coating? And Putty goes, we don't even know what it does. Like, but see, that's us, right? As the public, we see everything that has to do with a car in the eyes of, we dealt with the shady detailer. Or not detailer, a dealer. And the guy like lied to us. Like, you heard my story. I think I told you when I bought my car. Yeah,
horrible.
I literally, dude, I got so, I went to Redline, baby. I mean, I went to Redline. I drove my ass back there right at night. The showroom's full. All the salespeople are, you know, they're trying to make a sale. And I come in and I see that. Oh, I want to just cuss. I want to literally say, mm-hmm. And I see him and I go over to him. And as I start talking to him, my voice is getting higher and higher and higher. And I'm like yelling at him. And I go, what does that say right there in the contract? I don't need to buy any of this crap. Right. And I'm just like, I'm getting more and more livid. And it reaches the point where the guy's like, he goes, oh, I think we just had a misunderstanding. And I look at him and I go, did I stutter when I asked you this? I asked you this straight to your face 3 times, right? And just the guy totally like tried to screw me. But the problem, here's where he got screwed. They put in the contract that I could return the car within 72 hours. And so I was like, dude, you shouldn't have stuck that in there, because guess what I'm doing to you right now? Here's the keys. And literally, showroom stops. Everyone's looking at me. I mean, customers are looking at me. Salesmen are looking at me. They're like, get this guy out of here.
Right.
Get this
guy out. Yeah, what's it going to take?
And finally, I look at the guy, and I just look at him, and I go, what kind of person does this to someone else? Like, just the ultimate, right? You know,
the dagger.
What kind of person? What kind of soul do you have, right? You know?
Oh, boy.
But here's the problem, man. As a consumer, that's how we feel about the auto industry. We're right. Like, we can't trust the dealers,
the mechanics, that we're all
the service guy.
Yep.
So, you know, we kind of see detailers as the extension of that. So how do we know who we can trust when it comes to waxes, sealants, coatings? How am I supposed to know the difference? But if you provide to me something that's written, you're like, let me walk you through the differences. Here's why you want this stuff. Like, I didn't understand that, you know, I need to know about my clear coat, and I need to protect that. Like, I didn't understand that. Mm. I didn't understand, you know, the difference between, well, a wax is basically going to last me, I think you said, like a month, maybe 2 months max. Then, you know, you got the sealant, which is a little bit longer than the coating. And the guy in the finance office, he's calling it one thing, but really it's another. And this is how you can check it and, you know, actually look in your documentation. And when they tell you got to redo it every 6 months, you know it's not what you really wanted. And, you know, like, we don't know this stuff. Mm-hmm. But when you come out and you go, let me tell you the difference, it's like, okay, dude, I trust you.
Right.
I have to trust you, because you're the one who broke it down and took this thing that I don't understand and just said, here's how it actually works. And so it's like, you know, of course I'm going to go to that guy and have him take care of my vehicles and stuff like that. So So we got four of those, man. We got four of them.
Four of them. Yeah, but that's just one. We got four of them we could talk about. So let's talk about what's inside. Do we want to go here? What's inside the Detailer Inner Circle, or do we want to let the webinar do that? Or
no,
we...
I'd say let the webinar do that. Okay. Well, you know what? Here's the deal. We're going to do a couple of these because we want to give you some great marketing ideas that you can take. Whether or not you join the Detailer Inner Circle, we want you to get some good ideas so you can implement it. Just like when you go through that webinar, you're going to get some great ideas.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, if you don't want our already written consumer guides, you could create your own. We'll walk you through why we do what we do, but you can create your own. I mean, it's not like, I mean, they're work, right? But just take the ideas that we're sharing with you right now. It totally puts you on a different playing field. One of the things that we talked about at the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp, which you'll get when you head on over to detailinnercircle.com and head through that webinar for free. But one of the things we talked about is setting up what I call, basically a subscription plan for your business. Think of the gym membership, right, where you get paid every month. And that's one of the big things that we want detailers to do is basically to start out the first of every month knowing I got $8,000 coming in this month. I got $10,000 coming in this month, whatever it is.
Which, by the way, I mean, sorry to interrupt your flow, Pete, right now. But by the way, DJ Patterson, who's a detailer out of Oklahoma, this is how he's exploded his business from him and one truck to he's got three trucks right now and a crew of six. And I'm always picking his brain of like, how have you done this? And he goes, it's built not on the back of coatings, but on the back of subscription maintenance services. So you're spot on in what you're saying, and it's actually practical and being done.
And but think about how easier that makes your business when you know, okay, because I think when we did the boot camp, I can't remember the exact numbers, guys. You'll have to actually watch the recordings to see it, because I mean, we did this a year ago,
which you'll get for free at detailinnercircle.com.
Right, there you go. Shameless plugs, man. We're all about the shameless plugs.
So is everyone else, by the way. If people get thrown out,
dude, because like what we're giving them is like the world's greatest rig ever. So, I mean, whatever, dude.
Which Pete wanted to charge triple the price for.
I did. I told you, man. I was like, anyway, I don't want to go into that again. Because we go into that on the webinar, dude. Because I was like, freaking crazy. Look at what we're giving them. But like if you did a maintenance wash and you did a wash and a wax. So like every 2 weeks you're coming out there to visit someone, or twice a month, not technically every 2 weeks, but twice a month. And, you know, the first time you do the wash and the wax, second time you do a maintenance wax, you know, we basically showed, I want to say it was only like 60 customers. You had 60 customers like that. You're at $10,000 a month.
Yeah. It was something. We did a podcast about it too, I think.
Probably. Yeah. But it's like, that's the kind of ideal business that you want. Like most of my business is built that way. I have a ton of subscription income that just comes in every month. Mm-hmm. And I literally don't have to worry about money. I'm like, dude, I know I got money coming in. And like this last month, just for the fun of it, I literally bought, because the new iPad came out. So I'm like, okay, well, I got to have the top of the line.
Can I have your old one?
I literally just sold it on eBay, man. I was kind of stoked. Because I sold it for like $515, and I think I bought it for $800, and I was like, jeez. I got 2.5 years out of this thing, and it cost me less than $300. But I bought the new one, but the new top of the line one was like $1,100. I bought two new top of the line ones for my kids. Then I just bought my VA one. And I was like, just like, and I'm like, don't worry about it, right? Because July 1st is coming around, and when the 1st comes around, everyone's credit card gets billed, and boom, I got money coming in again, right? It's just like, that's
why you're in such a good mood today.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, it is the place to be having subscription income. Now, that doesn't mean I don't have to fulfill on what I have subscription income, right? So like, if you're a detailer, you got to go fulfill on that. You got to actually go do the work. But, dude, man, it is like the place to be. Mm-hmm. And just knowing every month I got money coming in and I don't need to worry about it. So, like, some people who are listening to this podcast, they're in areas where, you know, they got the bad months during the winter and there's a lot of rain and stuff. It kind of doesn't matter because people still need to get their car detailed, especially when it rains. Like, here in Southern California, when it rains, everyone hits the car wash afterwards because their car looks like crap.
Right.
And so, but I mean, it's a little bit different here, but in other areas, man, you want to have that continuity of income coming in. And
I was just thinking, even if you shut down, you could still, like, teachers, right? Teachers could jump on a program where they don't work during the summer, but they get paychecks during the summer, right? So that might be even a cool, we don't touch on this, but it might be a same concept, just tweaked a little bit, to actually, if you do shut down during the winter months, to actually keep this continuity program going. So, you know, you deliver on those things after the winter months, but it's, you know, it's keeping income coming in. Right.
And so part of what you can do and part of what you can work out with someone, we talked about this at the boot camp, is so let's say, and you can do it any way you want. Like, you could just do a straight, you know, it's a monthly program. They can cancel at any time. Or you can do, it's a monthly program, and when you're on it for a year, I also do a full detail as, you know, just for being a part of it.
Right.
And some people look at that and go, well, you know, normally I charge $300 for that, $350, whatever it is. Yeah, but if you're the guy that's been washing and waxing that car
right
for the last 12 months, how much work do you got to do?
Right, right. Totally.
It's like, it's not much.
Yeah, because you could even know that it's coming and start prepping it by doing little stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Just, it's not a big deal when you right. you go to do that annual. But, like, the feeling that it has for someone is like, why am I going to leave this dude?
Right.
Like, he takes care of my car. It looks gorgeous. Every year I get a full, you know, detail done. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not leaving this guy. And that's what you want. You want that continuity of income. My wife, her birthday was last month, and so I got her a membership at Massage Envy, right? And that whole freaking chain is built on that. The whole, you know, it's $70 a month, and you can go in there once a month for a massage. That's the kind of business that you want to have. You want to have continuity income. And I don't care if it's a fixed business, meaning you got a fixed location, right, or you're a mobile detailer. You want continuity income.
And if you are, some guys may be saying, oh, it's easier if you have a fixed shop to do this, but not really, because if you're a mobile detailer, you want a set schedule too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's, and if you have a fixed location, they got to come to you.
That just makes your life easier.
Yeah, it just makes your life easier as well. So what else you got, Pete?
That's it, man. That's okay. All the good ideas cool. I got. I got nothing else. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, well, I was going to say, okay, well, we're going to do more of these, so that'll give you time to think about it.
No, actually, I got a cool one, but I'm going to save it for another one, because I'm going to give a Facebook strategy. I think maybe on our next one, I'll give this Facebook strategy that I think is one of the freaking hottest ideas, like, to literally generate business like that on Facebook. I don't know. Do people actually need more business, or are they pretty well set?
Well, if you do need more business and you're looking to increase your income through detailing, right, just head over to thedetailerinnercircle.com.
That's all I'm saying.
Even if you never join the inner circle, which, trust me, the offer is so compelling, you're going to be like, where's the link? I just want to sign up. It really is probably the best thing I've ever offered, ever.
It certainly is the most comprehensive thing I've ever offered, because yeah. I was like, you're freaking crazy for making us do this, but whatever.
But whatever. So head on over to thedetailerinnercircle.com, and I'll have that linked up in the show notes below. Pete, you want to cut that out there?
Cool.
Or you want to keep going? Any last words you want to say?
Head on over to thedetailerinnercircle.com and check out our webinar for free.
Thanks, Pete. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. Again, we're going to have a few more of these tips, tricks, and tactics for you as a detailer to help grow your business. Also have a really solid episode with Kevin Davis from Detailers Helper coming up, so I hope you'll look out for that. I just really, really want to encourage all of you to at least take the freebies over at detailerinnercircle.com. A lot of free stuff. So detailerinnercircle.com, and if you choose to join our inner circle of other detailers, I hope to see you on the inside of the Detailers Inner Circle.